Gilberto Gil's music won him the soul of a nation and the wrath of its government. His musical career spans 40 years, boasts more than 50 albums, and landed him in prison in the 1960s for what Brazil's military government deemed politically subversive music. Now Gilberto Gil is looking at government from the other side. He has become Brazil's Minister of Culture, a job that's made him too busy to write new songs, but not too busy to release a compilation of hits from over the years. It's called Gil Luminoso. NPR's Julie McCarthy caught up with the musician at his home as he prepared for a 12-city tour of North America. Sabe, gente. Called from 35 years of music making, Gil's new CD features him solo on acoustic guitar, playing songs that date as far back as 1969. In this cut, I Have to Learn How to Just Be, Gil raises the kind of existential theme that is a hallmark of his music. It borrows from a popular hit of the day called I Have to Learn to Be Alone.
And then I used the passage of the old song, and I just cut the alone, you know. Being myself, it's enough. Being sufficient. and it's positive. Já desfeito em lágrimas
que eu luto pra esconder. The lyric goes, it's just me with this pain in my chest, collapsing in tears that I try to hide. Gil says he's interpreting the human condition.
Suffering is part of life. We should not take suffering as a collateral or a side effect of life, you know. Suffering is ingredient that you have to use and you have to emerge from and go beyond.
This philosopher musician can border on the obscure, like his 1974 hit Copo Vazio, Empty Glass, incorporated in his new album. Que copo vazio está cheio de ar. Gil wrote this for samba legend Chico Buarque, who was being censored by Brazil's military dictatorship at the time. Gil said inspiration for the song struck as he was finishing a glass of wine.
And then I said, wow, it's an empty glass, but is it empty, really? And all of a sudden it came to my mind that the glass was not empty at all. É sempre bom lembrar que o ar sombrio de rosto está cheio de ar vazio, vazio.
It's always good to remember that an empty glass is full of air, goes the song, that the empty look of a face is filled with pain.
You seem to be telling people, pay attention to the world around you, be aware.
Yeah.
Of the pain, the beauty, the...
Yeah. The inside of the inside of the inside. It's a dialogue between opposition all the time.
Gil's music struck the military leaders who ruled for two decades as subversive. He wrote four songs from prison in 1969, including Cerebro Electronico, Electronic Brain. Cerebro Electronico faz tudo, quase tudo. The rhythms are country, which Gil learned as a child growing up in the interior of Brazil in the 1940s.
We had the peasants and the guitar players, the cantadores and the peasant music around the fair at the weekends and the radio. Que cérebro eletrônico nenhum
me dá socorro. No electronic brain with its buttons of iron and eyes of glass can save me, Gil writes in his Orwellian warning about the impossibility of humanizing the machine.
It will never cry, it will never feel sorrow, it will never think about God.
The song is emblematic of Tropicália, a social movement that Gil founded with his lifelong collaborator, Caetano Veloso.
avant-garde, and at times absurdist, Tropicalistas challenged Brazil's dictatorship with their counterculture popular appeal.
The Tropicália was proposing change and opening of attitudes, and that bothered a lot the men in power.
Gil, along with his friend Caetano, was exiled and went to London. Upon their return, they reunited with other great vocalists and invaded Brazil under the name the Sweet Barbarians.
But we are Sweet Barbarians because we bring music and love and peace and different from war and devastation.
O seu amor, ame-o e deixe-o livre para amar.
Gil wrote this song, Your Love, for the Sweet Barbarians, which, like many of his pieces, draws on politics. It plays off the military dictatorship slogan, Brazil, love it or leave it.
And this song is years later commenting on that, transmuting and transforming it, and saying, your love it and leave it go wherever he wants. You know?
The 64-year-old Gil has traversed the landscape of popular music, bossa nova, rock, reggae, country, folk, world beat. Like Bob Dylan, he endures. Fans may be disappointed that none of the tracks from his 1998 Grammy-winning album Quanta, as in Physics, is included in this newest release. But with his lilting voice and samba-perfumed sound, the new CD captures the essential Gil, gentleness.
Cordiality and gentility and that kind of thing. I mean, it's associated to Brazil in a sense. And I'm a Brazilian.
Gil's two-week North American tour crisscrosses the continent, starting in Toronto, March 15th. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Primeira pessoa soa como eu sou. A segunda pessoa soa como tu és. A terceira pessoa soa como